Electric vehicles on Earth. Hello once more. I'm Marie Swaru. Thank you for joining me. Nowadays, on Earth, the strongest transportation tendency is towards electric vehicles. Governments all over and nearly all the automotive manufacturing companies are strongly pushing everything electric under the excuse of saving the planet by reducing carbon emissions. With it, using the concept of respecting and conserving nature, which no one can deny is a good thing, as a manipulation excuse for people to satanize all internal combustion engines and end up accepting everything electric. Although this sounds very good at first, there are many problems here. There would be nothing inherently wrong with electric vehicles specifically, except for one fatal flaw all of them have on Earth: their batteries. I am very much against using electric vehicles on planet Earth, not because of them specifically, but because of what they are really being used for. The cabal and the governments it controls are pushing electric vehicles to remove the internal combustion ones, but not for ecological reasons. That is only an excuse. The reason is so only a few people can own one, leaving the rest of the population depending on public transportation because they simply will not be able to get a vehicle that runs on electricity because of their high costs. This is why they are trying to ban all internal combustion engines by the year 2035, and although some countries are pushing back, like Germany, what will most probably happen is that in the end, they will simply be the last to adopt or to comply with the new norm imposed by the cabal. The main problem with them is that they are simply too expensive for them to be readily available for the larger public, being that only the rich can afford them, and the average to poor citizen can only hold on to their internal combustion vehicles as long as possible, or aspire to purchase a low-quality electric vehicle that will not last for very long and will be just about impossible to fix if it breaks down. This takes us to another problem. Although it is possible to replace electric vehicles' battery packs, they are so expensive that it is simply more cost-effective to buy an entirely new electric vehicle. With this, the amount of vehicles of this kind that are left to rot in junkyards is growing exponentially, and this can be seen a lot in industrial countries that have adopted widespread electric vehicles before the rest. And the best example of this is China, where you can find thousands and thousands of useless broken electric vehicles, stacked and abandoned, taking up hectares of land. And as those abandoned vehicles are left outdoors, many of their components, especially the chemicals in their battery packs, find their way into the soil, heavily contaminating it. To make things worse, the electric vehicle may not be producing any emissions when in operation, but the electricity they consume has to be produced somewhere, and the infrastructure for producing it is also seeing serious setbacks, especially in Europe, where they are shutting off many power plants based on coal and gas, with it pushing the super toxic use of nuclear power plants. Although we know they are not really producing all the power they are supposed to, as they are terraformation plants and only produce a small part of electricity when in an idle mode, when not terraforming. With this limiting the amount of electricity readily available for the general public, because other so-called alternative generation sources, such as eolic or solar energy, produce a very small amount of electricity that is by far insufficient to fulfill the real-world demand, and is also heavily not cost-effective, leaving them as yet another excuse to push agendas. I don't doubt that solar energy can be helpful in some parts of the world, but in small scale and for household use, but it's vastly ineffective in the national power grid scale, and as for eolic power generators, all they are doing is killing a horribly large amount of birds, and in a genocide scale. So, where is the ecology electric vehicles are claiming to provide for humanity? All they are doing in the end is destroying more ecosystems and contaminating the earth, and what is worse, It is helping to destroy the already damaged family economy of the middle and low-class citizens of the planet. Then there is the promise electric car manufacturers are telling everyone that the cost of electric vehicles will soon drop, becoming affordable to everyone. This is simply impossible due to the extremely high manufacturing costs of all electric vehicles, especially because they depend on lithium mining that is only getting more and more expensive as the metal is getting ever more difficult to find. And the companies that mine it are causing many violations of human rights because they vastly underpay their employees, and in most cases they resort to child labor and slavery. So, basically, in reality, an electric vehicle is a super expensive piece of hardware few can afford, with a very finite lifespan, impossible to effectively fix even in the dealership, much less with any neighborhood mechanic, because as freelance mechanics have reported, those vehicles not only depend on specialized and extremely expensive diagnostic software and special equipment, but they also have the horrible tendency to electrocute mechanics. Then we can find yet another problem. You can't simply plug your electric vehicle into a household power outlet because it is simply not compatible, as they need a lot more power to be charged, so they end up needing special power recharge installations, and that infrastructure is expensive to install even for governments, or companies leaving electric vehicles with few charging stations available, depending on where on earth they may be. Then the cost of a recharge is at least as expensive as a full tank of petrol, or gasoline, but with an added problem few people know about unless they already own an electric vehicle. An electric car, truck, van, motorcycle, or similar, consumes electricity while it is just sitting in your driveway, with it draining your pocket while it is doing nothing. Imagine your petrol car engine running all the time. And another problem, batteries are very heavy, so any average electric car will be as much as 30%, or more, heavier than a petrol-based car, and this causes that in a car crash the impact is far stronger, and so is the lethality of the accident increased, especially for those who are driving the petrol car, but also for the ones in the electric vehicle because they have the tendency to break apart, sometimes in half when involved in a traffic incident. And this takes me to yet another problem. In case the ones I enumerated above aren't enough, all electric vehicles on Earth have a very strong tendency to catch fire, and it is a very strong chemical electric fire that takes a lot of water, or a lot of special fire extinguishing chemicals to put out, and it just about always results in the total loss of the vehicle. Then we also have the reported large amount of fires that have started spontaneously, such as when the vehicle is just sitting inside a garage, with it causing a household fire that can incinerate the entire property and not just the car. What makes things even worse is that the vehicles involved in this kind of fires also have the tendency to reignite the fire even weeks or months after it is left to rot in a junkyard, with it contaminating the environment even more. I know there have been improvements to the systems, but I see them as not enough and always going against the middle classes and low classes economy. For example, in China they have implemented a system where instead of recharging an electric vehicle, it simply goes into a special station where its battery pack is removed from the undercarriage and replaced with a new fully charged one, in as much time as you would take to fill a car tank with petrol. The first problem I see here is that system is not widely spread yet, so most electric vehicle manufacturers still go for the conventional charging system. I know electric vehicles can be faster than petrol ones, due to the enormous torque they produce, but unless you are racing all the time, that does not mean they are better. But the biggest problem I see with electric vehicles on Earth is that they are being used as a control agenda, to leave the vast majority of the human population with no private transportation of their own, making them more dependent on the system. Unlike petrol vehicles, Electricity cannot be stored in an economical and practical manner, as you can with a portable tank full of gasoline. The range of electric vehicles is never what the manufacturer claims them to be, and their charging times are very long, if you can even find a station, with it limiting the population's capacity to travel on their own. And if the government would want to, they could simply shut off the power grid, leaving thousands of electric vehicles inoperative. And what is worse, as electric vehicles are completely loaded and dependent on digital computer technology, and everything is connected to the web, using the so-called Internet of Things, the government can shut off any one specific electric vehicle, and with it limiting the movement capacity of the citizen they want to control. This is the case of anyone that does not comply with their tyrannical measures and impositions, as well as free thinkers, and anyone else they deem unwanted. Imposing electric vehicles onto the population using ecology as an excuse is just another control agenda. Another point is that many so-called experts on Earth are stating that even the best electric vehicles only last one-third of the total mileage that an internal combustion car can go before it reaches its service life's end. Petrol engines are not much of a problem for the Earth. Electric vehicles are far more dangerous and cause a lot more damage to the planet. The so-called fossil fuels are not fossil at all. Petroleum, or crude oil, is a mineral that is produced in the Earth's crust and it is renewed all the time. There is no shortage, and this is a subject for a future video. On Earth, at this time, with the cabal in control and everything else that is going on, electric vehicles are not the correct, not the ecological way to go. Thank you very much for watching my video, and for subscribing. With much love. Marie Soirou.